You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have the Lincoln Area Director, owner of Faye Candle Company, Sarah Spitzen. Sarah, how are you doing today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Usually we like to do these face-to-face at her office in Lincoln, and I would say due to weather, but not even due to weather, just due to travel and everything, we will not be able to make that connection. So we are rocking this via Zoom today, but what better topic as we are coming closer and closer to the member extravaganza time, but to talk about inviting. And there's a lot of different avenues to invite. There's a lot of different ways to follow up. But what we're going to focus on today is kind of that initial first step. Before you even get into all of the inviting opportunities, you have to keep the mindset of you just need to invite. Get over that little fear and just dig right in there. So Sarah, I know, does a great job at this. One thing that always impresses me is we'll have our calls and she'll say, no, Brandon, I'm going to take a couple visitors to this chapter. And I'm like, okay. And then by golly, within the week or so, she gets those visitors there. So we thought it would be a great opportunity to knock that wall down and talk about that mindset when inviting. So Sarah, take it from here.
All right. Thanks so much, Brandon. Well, I learned at a very early age, specifically I remember in middle school and high school, that when it comes to building relationships, building your network and your contact spheres, and yes, in middle school, I did actively think about building my contact spheres, that fortune favors the bold, and more specifically, fortune really favors the confident. When you're going up to somebody, inviting them to do something, you may feel nervous, you may feel a little bit uneasy, you may feel like, well, what if I'm being too pushy? What if they don't like what I have to say? Well, you know, not your problem. If you're confident and if you're truly sharing something that you think would better another person's situation, they're going to want to know more. They're going to want to hear what you have to say, and they're going to be intrigued at what you're inviting them to. So when it comes to inviting to a BNI meeting, specifically understanding that what you're offering has real value, that you truly love being there, so you want to join other people or you want to have other people join you in experiencing it, those types of tidbits of information are really going to attract someone to say yes rather than maybe. So when you're looking at inviting, make your list and don't have it be only people you have serious relationships with. Have it be people that you know who they are, people you respect, people ideally that you would like in the meeting. And even if you don't know them, be confident enough to call them up, be bold, say, I have something great and I want you to be in on it.
I want to talk about inviting with confidence too. No matter what size your chapter is, you guys are a BNI chapter. And you have results that you can show to visitors. They will see the passing of referrals, and they're going to see those relationships. And I can almost guarantee you, if they have been to other organizations or other networking opportunities, even if there's more people in the room, the results don't reflect the same. So I think sometimes, well, no, I know, I hear this, oh, well, you know, we're kind of a smaller chapter. Get rid of that mentality. You're not a smaller chapter. Maybe if you compare to others, yeah, your numbers might be a little lower in membership, but that thank you for close business number may be way higher than those other chapters. And that's the value that Sarah was referring to, that you need to invite with that confidence. And obviously don't assume that they don't need BNI. And I've talked about that in previous podcasts.
Absolutely. And it even comes down to your mentality during the I have portion of the meeting at the very end. We call it what? The I have portion. It's never the I don't have. So when you're thinking about all of those things that you've had over the year, you've had one-to-ones, you've had thank you for closed business, you've had referrals, you've had testimonials. Those are the pieces that you share with those visitors that you're inviting. When I go to chapters out of town and bring visitors, clearly, I don't know the people I'm bringing all the time. I kind of shop around. I ask the chapter for people's reputations and who they really want in the chapter, but then I cold call them. And I know exactly what BNI offers. I have my why in my back pocket. I have my reasons. I have my history of BNI and what BNI has given to me. And the fact that I can share with them exactly how BNI has helped me through the years and how I think it can help them, it intrigues them enough to want to say yes. And then, of course, you have your bold follow-ups, your reminders, your don't forget to come tomorrow, or even, I've actually offered this, I've offered to pick people up on my way to the meeting. Mm-hmm. Actually caravan them to the chapter meeting, really cater to them, really take care of them. And then when we get through the door, you know, it's that big awe moment of, look what I brought you to. Look what I'm giving you today. And there's smiling faces, and there's open networking, and there's amazing businesses to network with.
So the bringing to a meeting and cold calling, and you call them first, right? You reach out to them and call them first?
Correct. Yes. I always call first. If I don't know the person, it's just a little bit extra of a connection.
Well, and we even talk about the letters, and some of us have been around long enough to know the 40-letter campaign. But the whole mindset of that, and this was brought to my attention from another executive director in the Chicago area, it's basically you call to tell them you're sending a letter now. You don't just send that letter because, yes, things do still get lost in the mail. And when I say lost in the mail, I mean on my desk and I don't open it and then it goes to the recycling bin. But just as we talk about the steps of inviting, if you ask if it's okay for the member to call, it's the same concept of asking if it's okay if you can send an invitation. And now this person is looking forward to that. Then they have the information on a piece of paper. They can take care of it, put it in their schedule when they need to, which ultimately is going to lead to maybe it's a simple text message follow-up. Hey, still planning on seeing you today, or still going to see you tomorrow, whatever it is. And I think in our world today, we need all those reminders, but it definitely causes more excitement when you ask to send that letter and then actually send it. Because unfortunately, with the world of emails and us having 3 or 4 emails to check a day, we actually enjoy a few letters every now and then. And I've had younger members, I don't want to use the word millennial necessarily, they have pen pals again, and they love to get the mail. And I know my cousins in Vegas, they love getting mail. I think we need to get over or do a mind shift on that, that emails are bombarding now, and really to get that piece of mail that you're expecting is pretty exciting. And I think that's another great way to invite now.
Absolutely. Doing whatever you can to set yourself apart is not only going to show that potential member that they're, you know, they could be entering into something great, but it's showing them that they're entering into a room of people who care about the details. And when you care about the details, you often take care of each other really, really well once you're in a group together. And just not being afraid to show the love that your BNI chapter has shown to you, show them to strangers and don't be afraid of it. Be really excited about what you're sharing with them. And that's going to attract people who are excited in return.
So speaking of relationships, because like you said, you start the relationship with visitor invites and things of those lines. Share your story though on how your relationship kind of grew to what is now Faye Candle Co.
Absolutely. So I started about a decade ago now in BNI, and I was a brand new business owner. There was this girl who happened to be in my BNI chapter that I joined, but I didn't know her much yet. I kind of followed her career just on the side, knew she was absolutely fantastic. And one day I saw her sitting at a bar, a volleyball bar that I was playing at, and she was by herself. So I hopped up on a stool. I said, "Hey, my name's Sarah. I know who you are, and I really want to be friends with you." She gave me a little bit of a crazy look, but after I offered to, you know, buy her a drink, we started chatting. We're now extremely close friends. And not only that, we actually are business partners, and we created this company that we're now in into what it is. And it's all because not only of BNI connecting us, but me being really bold and not being afraid to hop on a bar stool next to a seemingly a stranger and just introduce myself.
A stranger, yes, but you had visibility. And then, of course, go figure, I found GCP in this. But you had visibility, so at least it wasn't completely random. But I don't know if that gave you a head of the game or a foot in the door or not. But that's a great story from the visitor's perspective, for that newer member's perspective. And to really just put this whole conversation, give somebody else that opportunity. When you invite somebody to your chapter, maybe they do see that one person, or they get that hint of inspiration from that person that they do reach out again. You know, maybe they don't run into them in public necessarily, but they even reach out to them and say, "Look, my name is Brandon. I want to be friends with you. And that then develops a relationship just like you had the opportunity to. And I think that's something we forget, is that when you invite somebody to do a BNI chapter, you never know the opportunities that are going to be there. It's not always just referrals for their business. I did a podcast just recently with somebody that brought a visitor, and now they're business partners. And I guess it just seems to be a common theme here in our podcast, I just realized. But give somebody that opportunity, and they can't have that opportunity until you invite them and they come to the chapter initially.
Absolutely. If you never ask, the answer is always going to be no, right?
Love that quote. I love and hate that. Well, yeah, I love and hate that quote. all right, Sarah, so any final thoughts on this? I know we've kind of gone back and forth.
Just final thoughts, I guess, are I understand the fearfulness sometimes of inviting people, and especially if you've had a lot of no's. I mean, I'm in a business myself where to every 50 no's, we get one yes. And I understand how that can chip away at your confidence. But having that confidence every time is going to get you that much farther to those yeses. It's going to get you that much farther to that ideal member who's going to come in and who's going to benefit the whole chapter, not just one or two people. So having that confidence, knowing your why, and don't be afraid to be bold when you're inviting those visitors. That's what's going to make a difference.
Perfect. And for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcasts@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Sarah, thank you for your time and your knowledge today. I always appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.